Erev Tov, Rabotai. Okay, we are T-minus 48 hours from Kabbalat HaTorah, and that is super, super exciting. And there is a... It's not really necessarily a Shavuot-based halacha. It's more broad in terms of all Yom Tov Shanis. We know that on the first night of Shavuot, many of the poskim, Shla Kadosh, Taz, and others in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet, they all tell us to not make Kiddush early on the first night of Shavuot, because if you do that, you are impinging on the Temimot, on the completion of the 49 days, and therefore the Minhag, by most places, again, even though this din is not brought in Shas, not Rishonim, it's only quoted for the first time by Acharonim, but Maran Zichron Berachah Zeh Tshuva Nichah Vedaat, he says, it's good to do. Arvit can be prayed earlier, even though Achinu Ashkenazim, they don't. They only start Arvit, Bitzet Kohavim, and then the night starts later. But preferably not to, at least not to make Kiddush before Tzet Kohavim on the first night of Shavuot, because we want Temimot. And that's the Minah. What's the matter, Shlomo?
Can I accept Yom Tov early?
You can accept Yom Tov early, yeah. Yeah. The point is Kiddush. Now, what about the second night of Yom Tov? Traditionally, Achinu Ashkenazim, also, it's actually brought down in Maharil, that they daven Arvit always the second night of Yom Tov from Tzet Kohavim. They're me'achir. Okay, and there's several reasons to that. Maharil himself says the reason is so that if we daven Arvit early mibe'od yom, that might, you know, tell people might start doing hachana in the forbidden way, and therefore Ashkenazim in general, right, when do Ashkenazim daven second night of Yom Tov? Late. Says regular. Sfaradim, however, have a different minhag. Me'azu mikedim, besides for certain second day Yom Tovs, second night of Pesach and Chul, second night of Sukkot and Chutz La'aretz, over there, the mitzvot, kiddush and achilat matzah, achilah basukah, they have to be done belayla vaday, after Tzedek Olamim. So that's a different story. But otherwise, second night of Shavuot, second night of Rosh Hashanah, eighth night of Pesach, v'chule v'chule, our minhag is to daven arvit early, mibe'od yom, make kiddush, and eat. Now, some people have opposed such a minhag. We'll see soon what the root of such opposition could be, but that's the minhag of Sfaradim. Actually, the Ben Ish Chai in Ari, get me a Ben Ish Chai for a second. In Rav Pa'alim, Chelek Dalet, Or HaChaim Siman Kav Gimal, and then in Ben Ish Chai himself, he repeats the same halacha. I'll read it to you. He reached it. No, Ari, that's good. I thought he wasn't going to reach it. He reached it. I should have sent you. Yeah. Do they make you get stuff all the time in your house?
No, my brother's not taller than me.
Okay. Anyway, so listen to this. Omer, Shiv. Tov. Lama ta'amud b'chutz? Anochi piniti abayit. Yes, until Rabban Gamliel abolished it. Yes, listen to this. Ben Ishchai writes, Bamidbar ot bet. Hakidush balayla rishona tzarech liot achar tzet kohavim. Dichtiv sheva shabbatot miyotienu. אבל בליל יום טוב שני לבני חוץ לארץ אין עוד צריך לילה ודאי אלא יכול לקדש מבעוד יום ועד רבה. What about ערבית? If he's telling you can make קידוש מבעוד יום, then certainly ערבית you can do מבעוד יום ועד רבה. עדיף תפה לקדש מבעוד יום במקומות אלו שמצאו יתושין הרבה מחמת החום בליל, בלילות הקיץ. It says in Baghdad, that was the premise of his תשובה. It was very hot, and they used to eat outside, but there were a lot of mosquitoes and bugs, and they would fall into the food. So he says it's better to start earlier when there's still daylight outside, so you can see that no bugs are coming into your food. Ben Ishchai just kila achar yad, he says, it's mutar, on Yom Tov Sheni, to daven earlier, to say kiddush earlier. What can be the issue? At the tail end of Siman Tav Petet, which is Ilchot Sfirat HaOmer, very apropos, wrapping it up, Shulchan Aruch quotes halacha from Trumat Adeshim. Maran writes as follows. Says, on Leil Shabbat veLeil Yom Tov, in places where they make Kiddush in Shul, Maran himself in Siman Resh Petet says, In Resh Samach Tet, sorry, our minag is not to say kiddush in the shul anymore. Nobody is yotzeh with it, whatever. Aval, achinu Ashkenazim in some places still make kiddush on Friday night in Lil Yom Tov in shul. Yes, and they give the wine to a kid to drink. He says when you make kiddush in shul, says Maran, do kiddush first and then Sfirat HaOmer. Why? We want to rush to usher in Shabbat through kiddush. Do kiddush first and then Sfirah. Okay? What about a Motzei Shabbat and Motzei Yom Tov? He says, do Sfirat HaOmer first. Why? Because Havdalah takes out Shabbat. We want to push off Motzei Shabbat vis-a-vis Havdalah as much as possible. Do Sfirat HaOmer first in Arvit, and then Havdalah in the Tzibur. What do you do, says Maran? When Leil Acharon Shel Pesach, the eighth night of Pesach, falls out on Motzei Shabbat. Eighth night of Pesach falls out on Motzei Shabbat. Get the Cheshbon, people. What happens now? What, you have Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush because of Yom Tov. Havdalah because of Shabbat. And it's a Yaknehaz. The Havdalah is in the Kiddush. So what are you doing first? You're doing the Kiddush Havdalah combo first or the Sfirah? Are we doing Kiddush of the... Are we doing Kiddush first? Or are we doing the Sfirah first? Over there he says... Kedushat Shabbat beats Kedushat Yom Tov, and therefore we'll do Sfirat HaOmer first at the expense of ushering in Yom Tov quicker, because we'd rather pushing off Shabbat ending overcomes ushering in Yom Tov quicker. So therefore, what's the order? Leil Shmini Shel Pesach Shechal Liyot Motzei Shabbat, you do Arvit, Sfirat HaOmer, Kiddush ve'Avdalah. That's the order. Agaon Turei Zahav on this halacha, Agaon Gadol, Turei Zahav, Rabbeinu David Alevi Segal, son-in-law of Bach, Moach Zahav. Mi ze ha-Moach shelo? The Bach, Mor Chami. And he called him Moach. Anyway, b'kitzer, he always, that's how he quotes him. He writes, no. Not only, I'll read to you, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz. Hold on. V'da'at ha-Taz, D'lav davka imchal yom tov acharon mtzai Shabbat, D'u adin afilu b'chol, Nami yesh la'agdim sfira l'kiddush. Even Leil Yom Tov, let's say the night of the 8th of, Pesach, do Sfirat HaOmer first. Even though there's only kiddush, there's no Avdalah, even if it falls out on a weekday. Why? Says what? Yom Tov Rishon is what? Midoraita. Yom Tov Sheni Midrabbanan. If you make the earlier you make Kiddush, what are you doing? You're ushering in Yom Tov Sheni, whose Kiddusha is on Midrabbanan, encroaching on Yom Tov Rishon, which is Deoraita's territory. And therefore, says the Taz, any Leil Yom Tov, we would rather do Sfirat HaOmer first, push off the Kiddush as much as possible, so as not to encroach on Yom Tov Rishon's territory. Which means that you see, according to the Taz at least, making Kiddush early on Yom Tov Sheni is a problem. Why? Because you're detracting from the Kiddusha Shel Yom Tov Rishon. That's have to wait till Laila Vadai. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says, he ends off the Seif Katan. I'm in Seif Katan Mem Gimal. It's me. In Taf Petet, you remember? Aval ha'acharonim chalku alav. All the acharonim, every single one, chalkim al ataz. Hagaon Ketav Sofer, Chok Yaakov, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Ma'amar Mordechai. Kulam. They all beat down on the Taz. And the Ketav Sofer says an interesting thing. It says, I understand, first of all, that's not, both Maran and the Rama say the same thing. Maran says only to push off the Kiddush, only when it falls out of Motzei Shabbat. Zeu. Nothing else. He doesn't say regular Leil Yom Tov. That's number one. So right off the bat, Maran doesn't, even if you're making Kiddush early, Maran seems to think that it's not an issue. Now, what do you bring me a raya from? The fact that when there's Kiddush ve'Avdalah, we push it off. Havdalah, we push off because Havdalah, in and of itself, detracts from Kedushat HaShabbat. Why? You're being mavdil ben kodesh. In that case, it's going to be Ben Kodesh to Kodesh. But you are detracting from Kedushat HaShabbat by making Avdalah. Can I ask you a question? By just saying Kiddush Shel Yom Tov Sheni, which is identical to Yom Tov Rishon, are you doing anything? Are you doing Melacha? Are you detracting from Kedusha? Ketav Sofer says you're not doing anything. You're not taking away any Kedusha. You're just saying another Kiddush, the same Tfilah, the same Kiddush that you said on the first day, you're saying on the second day. And therefore they say, in Shum Ba'ayah. They disagree. Maskanat HaMishnah is also that saying Kiddush early on Leil Yom Tov Sheni, no issue, unlike the Taz. Mishnah Berurah. This is gorgeous. Now, Shlomo, do you love the Torah?
Yeah.
What would you trade it for? No. How much money? It says, Ma'im rabim lo yuchlu lechabot et ha'ava, unharod leishtefua. Im yiten ish et kol hon beto ba'ahava, bo zevuzulo. Metikut ha'Torah, gadlut ha'Torah. For what? What are you going to trade it for? For money, for vacations, bishvil ma? This is it. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Shlomo said it, not me. Amen. Shlomo Bachur Tov. Listen to this Berurah Lacha. Wow. In Saif, Siman Taf Resh Lametet Saif Gima. The Rama says as follows. The Rama says you should not eat, he's quoting actually a Bet Yosef, on the first night of Sukkot, you shouldn't eat in the Sukkah until Laila Vadai. Yes? What about Kiddush? What about making Kiddush early? Let's say I'm not eating yet, I'm just thirsty. I want to make Kiddush in order to drink. Huh? No, let's say Kiddush Mekom Suda, I want to just drink wine. And then drink revi'it of wine, which by the way, Maran says in Siman Resh Ayin Gimel, revi'it of wine is Kiddush Mekom Suda, and then I'll drink water, whatever. I'll wait to eat my meal until later, but can I just make Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot without eating? Says the Bir Halacha, no. You know why? In Kiddush, how does Kiddush look like on the first night of Sukkot? Stay with me. Bore Priya Gefin, Kiddush, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Lishev Basukah, and finally Shechianu. We put Shechianu last on the first night of Sukkot because we want Shechianu to go back on both Kedushat HaYom and Mitzvat Sukkah. That's why, that's the order. Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Lishev Basukah, Shechianu. Therefore, if you make Kiddush first, even if you leave out Lishev Basukah, you're going to have to make Shechianu and Kiddush. And when you're going to say Lishev Basukah later, you're not going to be able to have Shechianu Pater Yeshivat HaSukkah Yeshiv HaSukkah that you make later because you already made it on the Yom. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama means and the Bet Yosef means on the first night of Sukkot, don't only eat later. What? Make Kiddush. Wait to make Kiddush until Tzet HaKochavim. What happens on the second night? Second night of Sukkot, something interesting happens to the order of Kiddush. What happens? We flip. The order of Kiddush flips. Hagefin, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Shechianu, Lishev Basukah. Why? We know we already made Shechianu on the Sukkah itself. We don't need to say Shechianu again. So what are we saying Shechianu again in Kiddush for? For the Yom. So for the Yom, you make it in Kiddush as you usually would, and you leave anytime you make Kiddush during Sukkot, you make Lishev Basukah last, which is what we do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, on the second night of Yom Tov, I understand that I have to eat bread after Tzedek Kochavim because there's a mitzvah midrabanan of achilat kazait pat in the Sukkah. What about making Kiddush early before Laila Vadai just to be able to drink or whatever? Watch this Biur Halacha quoting the Prima Gadin. Ezeb Chachmei Yisrael missing out. People are missing out, literally. You know, the Chazon Ish once, he wrote in Zigirit, that if Goyim knew what it meant to wake up an hour before Shacharis on Shabbat morning and to sit down to learn a Daf Gemara, they would all be mitgayer. The only reason why there's still Goyim left in the world is because they don't know the ta'anug of a blat gemara before Shacharis on Shabbos morning. Can you imagine that? Lodein, Pashut Lodein. They go about, well, Saturday, whatever. What are you talking about? There's a Shabbat Kodesh in Talmud Torah. Eno Domeh. It's a totally different thing. That's what makes me crazy. Sometimes people say, can I come over for Friday night dinner? What? What is Friday night dinner? Friday night dinner is something you have at the diner. You know what I'm saying? Can I come over for Saturday lunch? What? Saturday. Seudat Shabbat. Seudat Lel Shabbat. Seudat Yom Shabbat. Kedusha. Infuse your life with Kedusha. Infuse the mundane with Kedusha. Says the Bir Allah. Shlaim HaTakshiv. Ulfize. Belel Sheni. Leda'at HaSovrim Diyuchal Lomar Zman V'achar Kach Sukkah. Which is what we do. Lel Sheni. We say first Shechiyenu and then Sukkah. Yachol La'asot Kiddush Mibeod Yom Ktzat. V'yomar Gam Ken Zman. Ubirkata motzi velishev basuka yomar balayla. No problem, Mr. Brewer says. Make kiddush early, say shechianu in kiddush, whatever. And then when it comes to eating bread, do amotzi lishev basuka later when you have to eat bread. Hey, Mr. Brewer, what about making kiddush for second night of Yom Tov early? What's with that? Apparently, the old Hakol Beseder. There's no issue of encroachment on Yom Tov Rishon. You see that Pashut from Rav HaPoskim that argued on the Taz. There's no issue to pray Arvit Mibe'od Yom Belil Yom Tov Sheni. There's no issue to make Kiddush Belil Yom Tov Sheni early. Because there's no encroachment like Rav HaRim argued on the Taz. Where might there be a little bit of an issue? For us, whose minhag is to make Kiddush, to pray Arvit and make Kiddush early on Lel Yom Tov Sheni, you have to make sure that you sit down to eat your meal right away before Shkia. Why? When did you prepare this meal? When did you cook? When did you set the table? No. Yom Tov Rishon. So that's not an issue. If you're sitting down to eat it on... I know you prayed Arvit already and it's the next day halachically. But physically... In terms of Achana, it's the same day. V'lachin, by the way, Rav Yitzchak Abedi, in Shelot Tshuvot Or Yitzchak, actually says the same thing. Even though you already prayed me Ba'od Yom, but you prepared the Seudah earlier in the afternoon for the same day. Gilad, if I want to have five Seudot B'Yom Tov Rishon, Mutar Le'achin Asur? Mutar. Why? You're not limited by the amount of Seudot, as long as you legitimately want to eat, so it's fine. You prayed Arvit already, you said Kiddush V'Azma, so what? But it's the same physical day. Gilad Madin, a lady, she prayed Arvit, she made Kiddush mi be'od yom for Lel Yom Tov Sheni. She forgot to do Efsek B'Tahara. Can she do Efsek B'Tahara or no? Machloket Poskim La'alacha Mutar. Why? It's the same physical day. You're in the same physical day. Ve'lachin, as long as you're sitting down to eat before Shkia, you're good. Here's where the issue begins, and I tell people all the time. If you did Arvit at Plag, and then you're coming home and you dilly-dally, which sometimes happens. And by the time you dilly-dally, and you're ready to sit down and make Kiddush and eat, it's already Shkia. Ay, ay, ay. Zebaya. Why? Because all of the preparations that you've made for this meal on Yom Tov Rishon are now befo'al. When's the meal being eaten? Yom Tov Sheni. So you're mechin miyom tov lechavero. That's an issue. If you want to pull this off, do like the Ben Ish Chai. What was his whole thing? Eat while it's still light out. Daven at plug, come home, make kiddush, sit down and eat. Mi be'od yom, you're perfect. If you're eating afterwards, you are guilty. Lemafrea, the achana that you did was miyom tov lechavero v'ze asur. Now again, the food doesn't become asur. Even if you did achana be'ofen asur, the food doesn't become asur. This year is the exception, people. Why? Because even if you actually sat down to eat afterwards, this year, what do you have? Eruv Tavshinin. Eruv Tavshinin allows you to prepare from Erev Shabbat to Shabbat. Therefore, there's no issue of achana. Miman Avshach. If you sat down to eat before Shkia, you're great because you prepared on the same day for the same day. And if you sat down to eat after Shkia, you prepared on Friday for Shabbat through the Eruv Tavshinin, Shezeh Mutar. But on all other Yom Tov Sheni that fall out Bechol,
if you're pulling off this thing, you have to make sure to sit down to eat me be'od yom, so that you're not guilty of hachana miyom tov l'chaveru. Good.
Planning on eating be'od yom.
Yeah.
And whatever, like, it got delayed.
Onis rachmana patre. Because there's planning and then there's planning. Dilly dallying willingly, you know, like stum. Huh? If your machshava was really, we meant to sit down, then something happened. So it's honest. So you go batal machshavto, that's true. But otherwise, if you know, maybe it might taka be an issue of achana. So you have to be careful. Yeah. So somebody asked me that. It's a good question.
Oh, God.
I think whatever you cooked, at least a little bit of what you cooked on Friday or on the first day, you have to eat before Chashecha. What does it help to make Kiddush and Amotzi if all the foods that you cooked Biyom Tov Sheni, Biyom Tov Rishon, you're going to eat after Tzedekwa? Ma Asita? Zachana. Huh? Ribuy B'Shiunim is Mutar. That's Mutar. Memala Isha Kedira Achat. Ve'afal Pi She'ena Tzicha Ela Lechaticha. It's off. Yeah. So, what's the matter? No trolling.
Isn't there a din of poil? Since you couldn't eat it that day.
Poil is only midoraita, papi. It doesn't save you from the midrabanan. You remember this. Where's the sugi of poil? Sachin. Munvav. Kaf alef and kaf bet. In Mitzah, Yafe, now we're talking. Ho'il only paters you from the Deoraita. The Drabbanan, you still have the Isur Achana. When are you over, by the way, Mideoraita? If you cook Mamash Samuch Le Ben Hashmashot, at a time where nobody can come, so you're over even Mideoraita. How do you like that, Cha, Chevra? That's, so people are trying to knock the Minag. Ashkenazim don't do it, but Sfaradim do it. Ben Ishchai, he just said it B'shtikai. He didn't even talk about these Ho'cheshmonot, which means it was Pashut to the Ben Ishchai. Early Arvit is fine. Early Kiddush is fine. In Baya, no problem. I'm not talking about second day of Pesach, second day of Sukkot. There, you have other things to deal with. It's true. But second night of Shavuot, second night of Rosh Hashanah, eighth night of Pesach, go for it. Simchas Torah, the Ben Yishchai says you should wait because the first day, Shmini Atzeret, you still have to be eating in the Sukkah. In order to exit the Sukkah, you need Laila Vadai. So the Ben Yishchai says that for Simchat Torah also, you should wait to make Kiddush until Laila Vadai. Okay, which is, again, that's another thing. But, Le'inyanenu, Le'inyan, Le'il Yom Tov Sheni, Shavuot, you're perfectly fine. Tov Rabbi Yisrael, we're good?
Yeah.